Welcome to the Midday. I'm Norman Gilliland, and we'll have that quiz question as promised at 12:30. Between now and then, we'll have, as promised, live music because the Balalaika and Domra Association of America presents a Russian festival concert. That's premier performances with Balalaika, Domra, and vocal guest artists. It's a 100-piece Balalaika orchestra, and it's taking place this Friday, July 13th. 7:30 at the Middleton High School Performing Arts Center. And three of the 100 are here, one of the mainstays of the organization, Victor Gorodinsky. Welcome back, Victor.
Thank you.
And you have brought with you Galina Dementieva and also David Cooper.
Yes. They are our main principal soloists this year. David Cooper, that plays Balalaika. He's here. He's from Atlanta, Georgia. And we have Galina Dementieva, who is our Domra soloist, and she's also here, and she traveled all the way from Russia to be here this week.
Very nice. Now, we always have to, since this happens only about once every year or even less frequently than that, we have to explain some of the instruments when you say. In fact, I was asked just today, I think it was, so what is a balalaika? What is a domra?
Well, as far as the balalaika, I think I'll let David explain this.
Well, the balalaika is a three-stringed instrument that dates back probably about 200 years. It's a Russian folk instrument, and of course, it's the national musical instrument of Russia. A lot of people in this country know it from the film Dr. Zhivago, but yes. Of course, there's a lot more music written for it. Of course, Dr. Zhivago was written by a Frenchman, Maurice Jarre.
Yes.
But the instrument is a simple three-stringed instrument, and two of the strings are even tuned to the same note, to E. And man by the name of Vasil Vasilievich Andreev, in the late 1800s, he took the peasant form of the instrument, and he developed the different sizes of the instrument and added the domra and the bayan to create the Russian folk orchestra. And there's a number of Russian folk orchestras that perform today in Russia, and there's even a few in the United States, including Victor's group here in Madison, Wisconsin.
100 strong? Are you really going to have 100 people this time around, Victor?
At the concert, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah, actually.
I mean performing, not attending.
Yeah. In fact, in the second half of the concert, we will be featuring our 2012 Festival Orchestra, and we will have 105 people in that orchestra. Yes.
Well, that's spectacular.
Yes.
And some, let's see, dancers this time around?
Not dancers this time.
But just singers.
Yeah, but singers, yes, we have several singers.
Might not be room for dancers if you have that many.
Probably not, yeah, that's right. But we have, in the first half, we'll feature, of course, David and Galina as our main soloists. We'll also have a couple of smaller ensembles. And then in the second half, we have the big orchestra. And there is something else which is very unusual this year. We're all very excited about it. We have a children's youth ensemble, Balalaika and Domra ensemble, from Los Angeles, California.
Really?
There are 15 of them, and they will be performing in the concert, too. It's quite a show.
Now, you do this really big kind of national, international show. It's every, 5 years?
No, actually, we do it every year.
Oh, you do it every year?
Yeah. We change cities.
That's why it's so quiet around here in the off years.
Last time we met, we had this in Madison in 2005, 7 years ago. But no, we do this every July. 2 years ago, it was in Minneapolis. Last year, we did it in Sweden, actually. Sometimes we go outside of the U.S., but this year it's here again. Yes, it's our 34th annual convention, and therefore 34th Russian festival concert.
Don't have to be Russian to play in it, though.
No.
Not at all.
David is an example, yes.
Well, you have some samples here from this repertory, and you're going to start with Peddlers?
Yes, that's a very famous Russian folk song. Peddlers in translation, the original name is Karabeyniki.
Karabiniki, peddlers.
Duh.
I would say that Galina was doing most of the work there.
She was doing the fancy work, that's for sure.
Very fast. And she's playing the domra?
Yes, yes. She's playing the three-string prima domra, yes.
And she would tell us more about that, except she speaks almost mostly Russian.
That's, yes, so the domra, I guess maybe David can tell you more again.
Well, the domra comes in two versions, the three-string and the four-string version. In Russia, they use the three-string system. That's what Galina is playing. And in Ukraine, they use the four-string system, which is similar to the mandolin family of instruments. Just a little different tuning, but very similar sound and playing technique. But both these instruments are taught in conservatory-level instruction in Russia.
There are concertos for balalaika and domra, right?
And we'll have representations of those at our concert on Friday.
Now, David Cooper, why did you get into this Russian stuff?
You know, I was studying ethnomusicology at the University of Illinois in Champaign-Urbana, and just by chance I saw a poster one day of one of the professors who actually ran the jazz band program at Illinois. He had taken the jazz band on a trip to Russia through a State Department grant. And he saw the balalaika orchestras, the folk orchestras, and he decided, well, let's start one at University of Illinois. And in fact, Victor was involved in that orchestra before moving to Madison. But he started the orchestra. We didn't know what we were doing when that orchestra first started. But everybody fell in love with the music, and I took it for college credit, you know, a couple of semesters, and I never stopped doing it. That was 35 years ago. So
you must have been to a lot of these big events.
Oh, yes.
Now, one of the next pieces that you have is called The Moon Shines.
That's probably the most famous Russian folk song, Moon Shines. Sometimes people know it as The Bright Moon. Mm-hmm. Depends on the translation. The Russian title would be Svetit Mesets, which literally means the moon. The moon is shining. So, yes, we'll play that next.
It's over, but you're just not expecting that. A very sudden finale to The Moon Shines.
Well, what we're playing here in the studio are somewhat shortened versions of the, you know, because there are a couple other variations we're not including now, yes. But there will be a lot more of this music at the concert.
Now, this concert, which I will say again, happens this Friday night. That's the 13th, 7:30, Middleton High School Performing Arts Center. Is going to include 100 musicians, or is this a costumed event?
Oh, yes, very
much. Costumes for everybody?
Yes, all of us will be wearing very, in some cases, very elaborate Russian costumes, lots of colors, yes.
And how now of this 100, are they all going to be playing at the same time, ever?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They are.
As I said, the first half of the concert will primarily be smaller ensembles, mm-hmm. soloists, Galina and David, and we'll have a few other soloists and a few small ensembles. We'll have a wonderful singer from New York, Irina Zagornova. She's Russian, but she lives in New York. And then the second half will start with our youth ensemble from LA, from Los Angeles, followed by the big orchestra. So most of the attendees this year who are musicians will be part of this big festival orchestra, which, as I said, I think we have about 105 people there.
And before I forget, you can get tickets for this just for showing up. Is that right? I mean,
you can get tickets at the door. Tickets are still being sold at the Violas box office.
Okay.
Just a block away. And you can get them online. You can get them on the phone.
Probably Victor has some in his back pocket if you run into him.
That I'm not sure about. But if you go to www.russianconcert.info, all information is there, including the link to the tickets and the phone number to the box office, etc. But yes, we will be selling the tickets at the door at the Performing Arts Center.
You're going to have some of those enormous balalaikas and domras?
Oh, plenty. Yes, we will have at least seven contrabass balalaikas. And we'll have another instrument which you can rarely see, but we'll have it. It's a contrabass domra, which is a rarity. It's huge, and it's very unusual looking, but yes, we'll have it all.
Okay, so visual as well as oral experience,
yes.
Friday night. Now, this is a famous song, is it a folk song, or is it, it actually has a composer attributed to it, doesn't it, Pod Moskovnia Vyachara?
Well, it's not really a folk song, no. Mm-hmm. It was written by a composer, I forget. I think it was Vasily Soloviev-Sidoy.
No.
Yeah, he was a Soviet composer. He wrote a lot of songs. He wrote movie music. So it's not really a folk song. It can sound, it has some Russian element to it, but it's really not a folk song. We know the composer, at least, so that kind of changes a little bit. But it's very popular.
Oh, sure.
At this point, I think it's probably more popular outside Russia than there. But, yeah, everybody knows it
imagine.
There.
And, sure.
Yeah.
That's a song about kind of nighttime and the...
We always translate it Moscow Nights. It's not really a...
Suburb. Suburb Nights.
It's not... The real translation would be evenings in Moscow suburbs or something. It's not nights, it's evenings.
Which doesn't make a very catchy
but
title.
But it's close enough.
Okay.
Well, so, I think it's interesting, too, to know that Benny Goodman recorded that song a jazz, a swing song back in the 30s or 40s.
Yes, it actually was a big hit in the 60s in a speeded-up version, too.
Oh, yeah.
By the Village Stompers or somebody like that.
Yeah, and we sometimes just when we, when we goof around, sometimes we do funny things with it. We start playing it fast and kind of on a jazzy way. Yeah,
it works.
We do
that.
Yeah,
it's a very versatile piece.
Absolutely.
Well, here it is with a more folk sounding version of Moscow Nights.
We need to tune a little bit here.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was a little bit of a jazz twist at the end.
I'm sorry, Norman. I just had to do it.
Well, it does lend itself to that. That was Moscow Nights, Evenings in the Moscow Suburbs, if you prefer. And, I was passing through Russia many years ago when I was in college, and a young lady wrote down the three verses for that. And when I got back home, I could not figure out what she had written for the third verse, her handwriting. It took many years before then I asked a Russian, what does she actually write here? So that song has a little bit of a history for me, too. Back with members of this upcoming Russian Festival concert. And just to reintroduce them, they are Viktor Gorodinsky, who has been involved with these annual events for many years now, and coming to us from Russia, Galina Dementieva, and then coming to us all the way from, where is it, Atlanta?
Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta, Georgia is David Cooper. And, so far we've been hearing stringed instruments, but warming up in the background there, I heard some things were definitely not strings. What's going on with that?
Well, the instrument that I'm going to play is a zhelyeka. It's a very ancient folk instrument in Russia. And when I'm doing my shows, I always like to point out that the closest thing we have to this instrument in the United States is the New Year's Eve party horn.
That explains it. Okay.
Basically, welcome. What it is, it's the end of a bagpipe without the bag. You just blow into it.
Oh, and the chanter, it produces that kind of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, so it has the similar nasal kind of quality that a bagpipe would have. So.
So you, as they say, stand out in a crowd.
Yeah, right. And we're going to play a piece called Uralskaya Plesovaya, or the Ural Mountain Dance.
Okay, you may want to be back a little when you let loose with that thing.
Raz, dva, tri, chtiri.
This to Galina, but you can answer for her, Viktor. Why did she sit that one out? Just a duet, I gather. But
yeah, it's just a duet. Yeah, we decided to do it at the very last moment.
You could use a little reinforcement with that, couldn't you? I mean, competing with the...
No, she's still a little tired from jet lag, so she needed a break.
So how many pieces do you suppose you're going to be playing on this concert? You mentioned that you're going to be playing some classical things, too?
Classical.
Well, that is from concertos or things representing concertos.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't want to give away all of our secrets, but there will be the orchestra, the youth ensemble from those wonderful kids from Los Angeles. They will play two selections, one with the big orchestra, and the orchestra itself will play, I think, about 14 pieces or so. And then, as I said, in the first half, we'll just have smaller ensembles. Our soloists, Galina and David, each will play a few selections with a piano. Yeah, as well as... And our pianist, by the way, will be Diana Shapiro from the School of Music.
Oh, very capable, yes.
Well, you know her, okay.
Yes. She just played a wonderful concert on vintage pianos.
Yes, that's right, the duet. Yeah.
Yes.
So she will be our piano person, our piano player. And but there will be a few other ensembles. There will be another person who actually performed here in 2001 when we had our first convention. Maybe you remember Charlie Rappaport.
Yes.
Yes, he plays a four-string domra. So we'll have a lot of different music, and we'll have some specifically Russian folk tunes. We'll have some modern music. Yes, we'll have Galina will play a movement from the Concerto for Domra and Orchestra. So there will be a little bit of everything.
So you'll have everything Russian except maybe an accordion?
Oh, we have two accordions in the orchestra. We'll have two accordions and two bayans. which are Russian accordions with the buttons. Sure. Instead of the piano keys in the right hand.
You are literally pulling out all the stops.
yes. But the orchestra also will have all the strings, lots of balalaikas and domras and the big contrabasses and Bayan's accordions. We'll have percussion, we'll have flute and oboe. We'll have a lot of different instruments there.
Everything but clapping along.
I'm sorry?
Everything but people clapping along.
We probably have that too.
You're going to have that too.
I think so.
The audience will provide
that. Certainly, the audience will provide that.
Okay, it will be a gala event. Now,
exactly.
Here in Wisconsin, how do you recruit for this Domra and Balalaika orchestra?
Well, for our orchestra that's been here for, this is our 15th year, by the way, the UW Russian Folk Orchestra. At this point, it's not that hard. It's people know about it. Word of mouth, somebody who is playing already might bring somebody else next year. And we do advertise every fall when the semester begins. Recruiting has not really been a problem. We always get new people every fall or sometimes the spring, too.
You have to audition to get into the
orchestra? No. No, we do require... Well,
safety in numbers?
We do ask. I hate to say require. Mm-hmm. We do ask that the person be able to read music. That's important to us because we do use real notation. And it helps if somebody already plays something with strings. It could be a violin. We've had violinists, guitarists, mandolin, banjo, everything. Anything helps.
Banjo?
Sure. We don't use them, but
They come into you. The organization is a banjo player, and they come out as a domra player.
Exactly.
Something like that.
Yeah, we teach them. Mm-hmm. So there are no specific requirements, really. But no auditions. No.
And apparently then no limit to the size of the orchestra either.
Not really. Last semester we had about 40 of them, and we've grown.
Now in the Wisconsin vicinity, how often do you perform?
Not very often because everybody's busy. We have students. Students are very busy, and this year in particular, I've been extremely busy with this festival. But we try to put up at least a few concerts each semester, not just in town, but last year we played at Stockton Opera House. For example. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we had a concert in Chicago. We try to travel a little bit.
Yeah. Well, they will be playing Friday night, Middleton High School Performing Arts Center, 7:30. You can get tickets at the door for the Russian Festival Concert featuring the Bala and Domra Association of America. This is a national, in fact, an international thing. And three of its members have been with us today, and they are Viktor Gorodinsky, Galina Dementieva, and David Cooper. Thanks for stopping by and sharing some of your music.
Great. Thank you very much. Thanks.